All right, thank you, Clerk. Good morning. I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. The time is 11 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bakehorse?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Chair Rivard?
Here. The next item on our agenda is prayer. I've asked Congresswoman Whitehorn to render a prayer this morning.
Father God, we just thank you for this day that you've given to us. We just ask that you be with us among us while we discuss the important business of the people in this Appropriations Committee meeting. Lord, we know that all provision comes from you, and we're so thankful for the blessing that you've given our people. Lord, I just ask that you be with those that are brokenhearted, that are in mourning, that are sick, that are away from their family right now. Be with the men in service. I ask you to lift them up and strengthen them, Lord, just like only you can. And all these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. The next is the approval of minutes. And those minutes are attached to your calendar invite this morning. We actually have two to approve today, committee. We actually have minutes dated July 8th, 2024, and September 3rd, 2024. Okay, we have on the committee invite, you should be able to see both minutes. I have July 8th and September 3rd. Oh, I'm sorry, that's today's agenda. You guys, I am so sorry. I don't know why I was thinking. We haven't even nominated our vice chair. I was thinking it's our, you know, when we came in after the elections. I'm so sorry. It's actually just July 8th. I apologize.
Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes dated July 8th, 2024 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Thank you. Next item on our agenda is the nomination for vice chair.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Speaker.
I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Whitney Redcorn for Vice Chair.
Second.
Move that nomination cease.
Okay. All right, without objection, Ms. Redcorn will be our Vice Chair for Appropriations. Thank you. The next item on our agenda, committee, is our budget analyst report, and this will be presented to us by our budget analyst, Mr. Jordan Frazier. Everyone on Congress should have received the presentation, and so I'll turn it over to Jordan at this time.
Good morning, committee. I believe Brooklyn is going to also share the presentation on Zoom. Could you make it full screen, please, Brooklyn?
Perfect. Thank you, Clerk.
At the opening of budget session, ONCR 2419 is the projected revenue resolution currently in place for fiscal year 2025. It sets the projected unrestricted tribal revenue at approximately $76.4 million. However, since that was passed back in April, we now know that the gaming enterprise projects they will provide over $75.5 million in tribal distributions during the upcoming fiscal year, a substantial increase over the $71 million distribution in ONCR 2419. Adjusting for this and assuming all else remains equal, that would bring the fiscal year 2025 unrestricted tribal revenue to $80.9 million. The operating budgets and direct assistance appropriation requests currently stand at $68.8 million. If all were appropriated as currently written, then it would leave $12 million remaining available for appropriation. In addition to the operating and direct assistance budgets, there are $7.7 million in other appropriation requests, which, if passed, would further reduce the available balance to $4.3 million. For some perspective, when I reviewed my presentation from last fiscal year, those requests at that time would have put the nation over projected revenue by $8.8 million, so we're off to a better start this year. Next slide. Let's take a look at how much of the projected tribal revenue is used up by the operating and direct assistance budgets. From fiscal year 2018 through fiscal year 2025, the year with the highest portion of funds left over after the operating budgets were appropriated was FY21 at about 17.5%. I believe this was due to COVID-19. The nation was trying to spend frugally. This year, we'll have the second highest proportion of funds remaining at 16.5% left over. Some of you may notice that there's a difference between the FY25 operating budgets and Big Three total listed here, $67.6 million, and that listed on the previous slide, which was $68.8 million. The difference is due to the exclusion of the capital asset fund appropriation on this slide, because we didn't always include the capital asset fund appropriation in the large executive branch appropriation bill, so to make it a fair comparison, I remove that. Next slide, please. Here's a visualization of what's been left over after the operating budgets and direct assistance each year. Next slide, please. Here you can see how the operating and direct assistance budgets have grown over time, from under $50 million in 2018 to nearly $68 million in 2025. Next slide, please. These outlays were set in ONCR 2419. The executive branch requests are currently about $2.4 million over their outlay. The judicial branch request was for the exact amount set in the resolution. The legislative branch is well within its outlay, primarily because the OFPR budget has been sharply reduced in fiscal year 2025. Minerals Council has not submitted a budget request to date, and the villages are all over their outlays, Pawhuska most of all, because they won't be receiving lease income from the Pawhuska Casino anymore, so they are relying on tribal funding to supplement that. Next slide, please. Wage expenses are set to increase in fiscal year 2025 by about $2.4 million. Wages will account for about 29% of the budgets in fiscal year 25, the largest proportion of the 8 years I've analyzed. Next slide. IDC fluctuates as a proportion of the budget. Last fiscal year, Treasury budgeted IDC at a rate of 25% on everything except pass-through funds like equipment acquisition, stipends, and direct assistance. This fiscal year, the IDC rate was reduced to 21.88%. This table shows IDC as a proportion of the tribal budgets. This will be the second consecutive year it shrunk. A quick analysis of the IDC recoveries in comparison with the IDC expense authorization leads me to believe there will be sufficient funding in the pool to cover the IDC programs this fiscal year. Next slide, please. Okay, direct assistance. Direct assistance budgets are set to decrease in fiscal year 2025. Most of this is attributable to reductions in the health benefit and higher education scholarship appropriations. $1.1 million less is being requested for the health benefit fund, and $1.6 million less for the higher education scholarship fund. Also, what was appropriated as direct assistance last year for the new restricted land maintenance programs is now wrapped up in the operating expenses of the departments operating those programs. And this also accounts for a substantial portion of the reduction in direct assistance. Overall, direct assistance as a proportion of the budget stands at 30.4% in fiscal year 2025, the lowest proportion of the 8 years analyzed. Next slide, please. Here's a chart that compares what's budgeted for direct assistance in blue with what's budgeted for operating expenses in green. Next slide. While we haven't received a letter stating how much will be deposited into the retained revenue fund yet, Treasurer Batson did submit the revolving fund balances as of July 31st, and his document showed a retained revenue fund balance of $921,222. It wasn't stated if this is available for appropriation or not, but currently there are no appropriation requests that would be sourced from the retained revenue fund. Next slide, please. My tracker shows there is $9,826 in ARPA funds that remain unappropriated, and there are no requests for ARPA funding currently filed. This week, Congress will convene as a committee of a whole, and executive branch staff and Forvis, the ARPA consultant, will be present to help figure out how much of the ARPA appropriations remain unobligated. All ARPA funds must be contractually obligated by December 31st, 2024. Once Congress knows how much is unobligated and in which projects, the funds can then be reappropriated as Congress sees fit. Next slide, please. This concludes my report. Thank you for your time. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Jordan. We appreciate your overview. Are there any questions from the committee? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Would you go through, I think you had some idea of why direct assistance has decreased to its lowest level. Could you please cover that again? I don't know that I understood all of that.
So the primary reductions, the largest reductions this year were to the health benefit and higher education scholarship appropriations. They were reduced by $1.1 million and $1.6 million respectively. And then last year there was a new program or set of programs created. It was for restricted land maintenance, and the a substantial portion of those budgets were made up of direct assistance to the landowners. So maybe I think some of it was like fencing supplies, stuff like that, and it was listed as direct assistance. This year, I believe it's not listed as direct assistance. It's wrapped up in the operating expenses of the budgets that for the programs that administer those, the departments that administer those programs.
Yes, please continue.
Okay, so just to refresh my memory, the direct assistance that are in programmatic budgets are not hitting this line right here right now. Is that correct? If it's in a programmatic budget and it says direct assistance, it's not calculated into this total. Is that correct, Mr. Frazier?
That is not correct. They are included in that total.
Okay.
All tribal direct assistance is included in that total, if it's listed as such in the support documentation.
Okay. I guess where I'm stumbling a little bit is, so I remember the bill that you did for direct assistance for restricted landowners, and then I understood you to say that that's wrapped into an executive budget. So to me, it seems like it'd be hitting the bottom line here, or is it not a request for this year in the executive budget?
My understanding is it is a request, but they haven't classified it as direct assistance. They've moved it to a different budget line.
That's confusing. Okay, thank you.
And Congresswoman Whitehorn, I can kind of give a little bit of info on that. So for instance, on Wildland Fire, they are coming down this session asking for salary and wages for people to remove, like, the cedar, you know, and part of their land management piece of this. And so you'll see that, and then you're going to see in other areas where they're asking for equipment so we can do it ourselves. Like, I think they'll be coming down talking about the fencing and little equipment things that they're asking for so that the nation can start doing it for our folks rather than third party. That's kind of the goal that they were trying to reach, but phase it in and go slow. And I think so right now they're looking as though they're operational admin, but they're for that direct service that we're providing. Any other questions for Jordan? Okay, and I do want, would, and I'll always will, if I get a chance to comment, I'm not a, I don't like the terminology big three, because we have grown so much as a nation and as a government in the direct services that we have provide to our people now. And as our revenue has grown, so have our, you know, we've tried to do direct services more than just the big three. And I don't even remember what those are anymore. I think it was the health benefit, burial, I think was part of that, and something else. I don't even remember what the big three is. Was it scholarships? Okay. So you can clearly tell we have do way more than that. And I just, anytime I get a chance to say so, I would like to give compliment to this Congress and this body for increasing or appropriating money towards the direct services that we provide our folks. Thank you. Jordan, I appreciate all of your work, and thank you for attending the meetings last week with us and working as you have with Treasury to get us to where we need to be for this session. So thank you. You're much appreciated. Okay, committee, any other questions? Okay, as mentioned in his report, we're in discussions with the treasurer on projected revenue, as he mentioned. As Jordan has mentioned, we had, by law, of course, we have provided a projected revenue going in for this fiscal year, but that does need to be amended. As mentioned, gaming has The Gaming Enterprise Board has graciously increased the amount they're going to provide this government, and we also have interest that we're looking at, particularly ARPA interest that we're looking at, and the retained revenue. We also have a balance in our unappropriated amount from 24 that we could also recognize, and so that I'll be getting the or the resolution will be amended as soon as we receive the information from Treasury. Treasurer, is there anything you'd like to talk about with the projected revenue as to when we may be receiving that?
I'm going to have done. Sorry, wrong button. I'm going to have it done by the end of this week. It's something that I ended up having to. I made some changes with the consultants, and I'm building it from scratch myself. It just wasn't working, so I had to take it over directly. But I'll have it done by the end of this week.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. That is one of them that will definitely. I do also want to remind the committee that prior to session, the treasurer did send a memo requesting that we increase the outlay for the executive branch, and we can have that discussion at that time. Okay. All right, the next item on our agenda is the COLA discussion, and I had the clerks send out the communication that we had received from the Treasury Department. This was in communication 24-218, and in our statute, it requires that the treasurer submit to us information on the inflation and where we sit, and this was sent to us. So I've always wanted to get this approved prior to session, because right now, you guys, the budgets that are before you do not include the COLA, any COLA increase. And so the law provides, they send us information, then we as a body will decide whether we're going to approve a COLA or not. So last year, this is something that we noticed too. Same procedure. So what we did, if you remember, is we included a section in the big bill, our big bill, to be able to handle the COLA if it's approved by this body. We have asked the treasurer to please send down the cost of the COLA and what that could look like, and maybe give us options, because we did that last year and that was better too. It's easier to discuss looking at, of course, we want to know the total cost. And this was the information that was provided to us back in April of 2024. And again, this is because the treasurer's following our law. So it's looking like it's coming in at it could be data that shows a 4.25% inflation adjustment for merited employees, I believe is how the law reads. And so it would become effective the first pay period in 2025. And so treasurer will be sending that information, because we would have to adjust the bill, which would probably be, I guess we would adjust in the section and not have to go in and do each section, but have a COLA section that they could work out of. Treasurer Batson, we had done that last year. Is that working with the COLA just in one section of the big bill as you guys paid it out?
Right now, we're looking at, it's going to be under 10 whose budgets can't cover it without having to touch the money in a separate appropriation bill.
Okay.
I'll get you some figures on that, but the majority of the programs due to open staff positions or whatever, we're able to cover it with the current budgets for this year.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Thank you.
Any questions regarding COLA? Speaker Shaw?
Thank you, Chair. So, Treasurer, if you could go over this memo. I know I see that a 4.25 inflation adjustment is what is being requested, but can you relate that to the charts that were sent in this communication?
Clerk, could you send that communication to Treasurer Batson, please? He may not. Yeah, do you have that?
No, I got that memo.
Okay. Are you talking about the chart piece? Do you have that?
Related to the chart on the memo?
Yes. Now, I did not receive. You'd referenced a communication that we had asked for that showed the total amount of everything. I did not receive that, so if that is available, I would like to have that, and that would certainly help. But I guess I'm just asking where the 4.25% rate came from based on these charts.
It was based, the law lists the what to consider when coming up with the rate, and I did it all estimated on what was specifically referenced in the law.
You can continue, Speaker.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So my next question is the communication that you referenced regarding the amount or the cost of everything. What is going to cost us? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know it off the top of my head, but I will look it up and send it down to you.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions regarding the COLA? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So is the COLA adjustment something that's made year over year? Have you done that every fiscal year since 20, say?
We have looked at it because it's in the law that the treasurer has to submit this, and so I was not on Congress when that was established in law, so I don't want to really speak to the intent. So we're just following what's actually in law, and as part of appropriations, we just discuss it, and then we'll usually this body will, decide whether to accept the COLA that's been presented or a different percentage or not.
So for the past 4 years, has the COLA been budgeted for the past 4 years?
I want to say maybe three. And I want to say because during COVID that we didn't in that first year, to my recollection, Congresswoman. Mm-hmm.
Chair.
Yes.
Thank you. So just so I can process what Treasurer Batson said, just for myself, even though this is sort of the first time we're looking at this, what I hear you all saying is that you've been looking at this, and essentially majority of the budgets are going to be able to sustain an increase, but there may be some that we would then have to just increase the wages line in those budgets, or are we just going to do one little chunk appropriation for COLA? I don't know what would be easiest to do. I know you mentioned just now being able to do maybe one line for COLA, but it would really only apply to about 10 different areas. Is that what I'm understanding?
That's how it's followed up. For 24, there was the appropriation done for the COLA, but it's looking at less than 10 aren't going to be able to cover it without having to get into that funding.
Okay, thank you.
Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. Treasurer, can you remind me of what the increase was last year? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Good morning. I believe the COLA increase last year on the tribal side was over $1 million that was added into the budget. Just to add on to what Treasurer Batson was saying is if we, in 24, a lot of the budgets were able to hold on to the 5% increase due to vacancies. There are some areas that didn't have high turnover. Those will require that COLA. Been working with Treasurer Batson to kind of facilitate a process and how we're going to do that. Moving into FY25, this is not in the budgets. There are some increases in the budgets from current salaries that are have an anticipation of getting a college degree, a certification. Those things are in those budgets, but as far as a COLA increase in FY25, it is not in there.
So. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Congressman Keene?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I came into this meeting late. I'm just trying to get some clarity here. So is there going to be, this is aimed at the whole committee, is there going to be a push to go ahead and budget for a COLA beginning October 1 of this year? And what is the percent being tossed around at this time? Thank you.
Good. So to kind of recoup, we're waiting on that information, number one, on the cost. We don't know what the cost is going to be. And I can't speak for my colleagues, but for me, it's going to depend on the cost. And I think we have to look at that overall during this session as, you know, to see, again, what are we as a body comfortable with having left unappropriated in our balance at the end of session?
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, so another, just I wanted all of the folks that are here that make up this committee are either chairs or vice chairs of the other committees, and I really love that structure. And so you'll notice in the, when Speaker has assigned all the sections to these committees of jurisdiction, you can see there's a lot of work, and I'm hoping that the chairs of these committees are keeping track of the balances, and this COLA discussion should be on your agendas as well. And as you guys move forward, so those if you choose to include that COLA, you know, we need to be talking about that in the Committee of Jurisdictions after we receive the information from Treasurer Batson. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I agree that's a good technique, but I think this committee probably needs to decide how they would like to advise the committees to carry that forward. Do you want us, would that be ideal for you for each committee to figure in whatever the percentage is? I think it's 4.25 right now to the salary and wages line before the big bill comes back, or does this committee want to do that? Consistent across the board, I think, would be easier.
Last year, so this is what I was thinking, you know, it's up to these committees of jurisdiction. That's why I mentioned last year we just had one section for the COLA, just one section that we looked at or funded for the government. So I think it would be up to the committees if they want to see it in the individual sections of each program or not. Right now, what I'm saying to the committee or to these chairs is that it is not reflected in the budgets or in these sections at this time. So just I want everybody to be aware that that's something that we'll be discussing this session, and if you guys want to see it, if the chairs want to see it in those individual budgets, then they can add it during the committee meetings, or we can put it in, add it into one section of the bill. I don't mind. I just like for it to be a topic of discussion. And since we're all here with most of the chairs, I think we have one vice chair, then we can make a decision. It is a lot simpler to do it in one section than it is to you're talking about a huge committee sub that I hate for everybody to have to do, because it does affect IDC as well. And then those IDC budgets are then affected.
Right. I agree with you. That's why I was thinking this committee should make a recommendation to the other committees we go back to either include it or not include it once we make a decision whether this body's going to receive COLA and add it into the budgets. There's like two decisions to be made here. One, are we going to include COLA for FY25? And the second one is, does this committee want to advise the committees to include it at their section level, which probably would be easier, as you say. And I think I saw some heads nodding back there that it would be easier carried out that way as well.
Thank you. Trey?
My thoughts on it are the bill's going to have to come back through the committees, or at least going to have to come back to this committee most likely. They're technically assigned directly to the committees of jurisdiction, but we're going to have to do a committee substitute at the end anyway to incorporate all the other amendments that the committees of jurisdiction have done. So either whether or not we do it in one section or all of the sections, we can just do it at the end. So we should tell the committees not to include it at this point.
Okay, that's fine with me if you guys are okay with that. That makes sense. I don't want this to be cumbersome on the committees or the executive branch. And so thank you, Trey, I appreciate it. And thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. All right, any other comments regarding the COLA? Okay, thank you. Okay, the next item then is ONCA 2482, which is an act to amend ONCA 23-83 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $387,030 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. And I'm the sponsor, so at this time I'd like to turn the meeting over to our Vice Chair, Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. So again, like she said, next on the agenda is ONCA 24-82, if you'd like to proceed.
Okay, thank you, Chair. This is some of our normal, I guess, responsibility is that we meet and we address all of those non-tribal funds that come in that we authorize the spending. And so this these two bills are prior fiscal year budget mods that we will be addressing. And looks like we have all the directors here. Thank you. We have Treasury here, which I appreciate. I can go through each of these sections. They are budget mods, and if you guys have your support docs, they're pretty clear as to what they're asking for, which fiscal year, what line items that they're doing a budget mod to. And if you guys have questions, I guess you could ask those that are in attendance through Zoom. These to me are rather, this is just authorizing a budget mod. So we can start with these. Treasurer, do you have anybody in particular you want to work through this bill? Would you like the grants department or anybody? Or are you okay if we just go through each section? Or do you have anybody in particular you have to speak to these?
Between Rebecca and myself, we should have it covered.
Okay. Do you have copies of the bills, Treasurer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then another question real quick before we get started. Chair, will we be recessing for lunch?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Do you want to shoot for a 30 or hour-long lunch? Okay. We'll shoot for a recess at noon and we can figure out at that time how long we want to take.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's why I think these two type of bills, I think, are pretty simple. So, on 2482, again, these are non-tribal. The very first section you're going to be looking at is the 477. And as we know, this is operated under our financial assistance program. So I think, Andrea, are you on the call?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Well, good morning. You'll be the first director that we speak to during this seizure session.
All right. Well, thank you all for your time. I will be quick. I know that you're busy, but this is an appropriation. It is a budget modification to the FY24 program year. We received some additional funding for our youth services and a small decrease, a reduction in the, We received a reduction in youth services and a small increase in adult work development services. And then there was an adjustment to the fringe and to our IDC rates here. So I believe the total is a little under $6,000. I think it's $5,900 some dollars there, but the bulk of that is in direct services to our adult and youth here. So that's what this request does.
Okay, thank you. Anything else, Director, that you want to add? Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. That's it for now. Thank you.
Keep moving?
Yep, go ahead. I'm just going to let you keep moving through the whole thing if you would like.
Okay, here we go. Then the next section is law enforcement. I don't know if Mr. Williams is on the call. This is
Chair.
Can you hear me, Nick?
I spoke with Chief Williams. He's on his way to a call right now. He was supposed to be getting in contact with Cherokee to get her on the line to speak for him. I'll give her a phone call real quick and see if she can dial in if you want to come back to that section.
Thank you, Mr. Aldridge. That'd be great.
So this particular, I'll just give you a little background if I can real quick, Chair. This is part of the MIFA. This is an ATO that they had received under the law enforcement was estimated to receive $467,323 in their base funds. But they actually received $539,861. So this is an increase to their budget. And so we do have Amy Easley from Self-Governance that's on the call as well as we move through, just so you know, Chair.
Thank you.
This next section is litigation support. And this is for $24,376. I don't know who's on the call to speak to this section. Is there anyone to speak to this section? Rebecca?
Good morning, or should I say afternoon? Yes, the litigation support I have here, I apologize. Looking like this is going to be funds that'll go to attorney services for negotiation and litigation of administrative procedural efforts. From this, that came down from the self-governance funds.
Chair, Congressman Keene.
Yeah, what exactly is this, I mean, one is the subject matter of the litigation. I guess I'm curious to see what that would be, so.
Ms. Thomas, I see that you've unmuted. Would you like to speak on this?
This is Amy. I can speak to this.
Please do. That'd be great.
It's for the Picture Cave in Missouri. The litigation.
Thank you.
Chair.
Congresswoman Reber.
Yes, thank you. Amy, you're going to have to probably go in a little bit more detail. I'm unaware of a litigation with the Picture Cave in Missouri. When I remember that we had, if you remember this body, we had approved an appropriation, I think, to bid. No, that was to bid on some property up there, and we weren't able to get the bid because somebody bid higher. And then we took that bill, repealed it, and used the money somewhere else. But I'm not aware of any litigation regarding the Picture Cave in Missouri.
Ms. Easley, do you have anything to add to that?
I do not. This was a grant that went through the Grants Department and was funded through the MIFA.
Was this, if I may, Chair, was this, so if this is a budget mod, then we would have already appropriated the original appropriation, correct?
In theory, yes.
This one is a new budget.
Okay, so this is new for 24?
Correct.
I'm not seeing any support docs on this. Are you guys, or am I missing
it? No, I don't have any either.
Madam Chair. It's labeled Attorney General in the support docs.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, I see it, Jordan. Okay, so this is the AG's office has been notified by the BIA that they will receive $65,000 for FY24 water rights negotiation litigation. The project will update and refine the nation's water right. That's a whole other.
Well, Madam Chair.
That's another AG budget mod.
Mr. Frazier.
There are two that were provided and they're that are labeled Attorney General. This is the first of the two.
Okay, I see it. This is the second. Okay, this is the second. Okay, the AG's office has been notified that the BIA will receive $20,000 for the FY24 litigation support program. The funds will be used for the attorney services regarding negotiations and potential litigation or admin procedural efforts to protect the Picture Cave in Missouri. The program will also receive $4,376 in contract support. Okay,
August 15th. If you'll search in your email, Attorney General, she's correct. And if you'll search for Attorney General, it's communication 24-290. And it's the second one. It says 5 Attorney General. If you'll just search Attorney General in your top bar, I actually only searched Attorney G. It comes up as 24-290, 5 Attorney General, and it's a PDF document. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Congresswoman. Ms. Thomas, if you would, your signature is on the support doc, so if you could elaborate on that a little bit for us, that would be great.
Which one are you asking for me to elaborate on, the water rights or the cave?
The cave at this time.
I have to tell you, I really don't, I'm not familiar with what's going on with the cave. This is really the first time when we submitted that information that I've heard of it. So I can't really give the details on it. I would guess that it has something to do with Dr. Hunter and our historical rights. But I've not been involved in it. And I don't know if, I thought I heard James. I'll reach on the call, and if he may have heard this discussed with the chief, then I have not.
Chair?
Yes, Congresswoman Revard.
Okay, thank you. So, Candy, are those, these are self-governance funds, is that correct?
The litigation funds for water rights are, these are one-time funding that come down to us annually. These are not actually the base MIPA funds. They just use the MIPA to funnel it down, funnel the money down so it can be tracked and put into our audit.
Okay.
So I guess that makes them one-time MIPA funds. But we have received water rights on a repeated basis.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
At this point, are we in any litigation on water rights? Are we moving forward with attorneys in some area? I'm not aware of it if we are. So I understand this is MIPA funds, might be just a boilerplate appropriation, but can you redirect these funds to any other portion of our MIPA agreement? I guess there was two questions there.
If this is actually not in the one that's in relation to any water litigation, this one is, this one that we're listing, looking at in this bill is specific to the Picture Cave in Missouri. This amount is, and it's $24,376 that is specific to the Picture Cave in Missouri. Any litigation that might be, I guess, needed, maybe not that's happening, but that would be needed.
Chair, it clearly says in this communication with the BIA that the nation has requested, the nation's request to assist with the fees associated with the legal counsel to pursue the preservation of the Picture Cave. So it says that the project was partially funded in the amount of 20 grand as opposed to the full 76,600 as requested by the nation. Candy, can you speak to that piece of it? Or you've not been involved at all? They're just coming through your office? And who would?
I have not been involved in it, and I can't really speak to it. It's just coming through our office because the funds come down to self-governance.
So who requested on behalf of the nation?
My guess would be historical preservation. And that's just a guess. I think the AG, if it's litigation, I'm sure the AG is aware of it and could speak to it.
Congressman Keene.
So to my knowledge, there was an auction. Obviously, the Picture Cave is important to our people. We don't own the Picture Cave. There was an auction. It was sold to someone else. To my knowledge, there's no active litigation involving the Picture Cave. So I guess my, I don't know if worry is the right word or wonder would be, are we paying attorneys to just lobby on behalf? And hoping to maybe obtain the Picture Cave later? Yeah, I just have a lot of questions. I'd like to have maybe an executive branch official and someone from the AG just to kind of get more clarity because, like I said, there's no active litigation regarding this cave. It was sold to a private landowner. They're the owner. What would legal fees entail related to this? So, I have a few questions. Thank you.
Brooklyn, would you mind either you or Jordan sending a link to AG Patterson, please? He would like to jump on the call. Thank you. Okay, for the sake of time, because we're up against 12 o'clock to have a lunch discussion, let's move to the next section until AG Patterson has the opportunity to get on and he can update on that section.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So the next section is the noxious weed. And again, we know that this is monies that we receive through the MIPA, their self-governance fund, And this, the amount's $59,766. And so these again are received annually. And it's saying that the real estate services will receive $49,037 in FY24. And the noxious weed program will receive $10,729 in contract support. But Miss Natasha Yancey is the director. And then the cabinet secretary, of course, is Casey. I don't know, is Natasha? I see Natasha there. Sure.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Yancey. Would you like to elaborate on that a little bit more for us, please?
These are just funds for our landowners' properties to be sprayed for noxious weeds. The BIA, you know, approves our applications and then decides what they will fund for that year. That's pretty much it.
Thank you, Ms. Yancey. Congresswoman Whitehorn, and then I believe maybe AG Patterson has gotten on the call, so we'll jump to him after that.
So I do have a couple of questions. It's $59,766. Is that the total amount that has been distributed to us through the MIFA for noxious weeds? And then I go down in the budget and I see that the $49,037 is added into operation expense. But my question is, would that truly not be a direct assistance to restricted landowners? And if so, why is it in the operation expense line of this budget?
Ms. Yancey, would you like to answer that, or would you like Congresswoman Rebar to do so? Okay. Is there anybody else who'd like to elaborate on Congresswoman or answer Congresswoman Whitehorn's question regarding that? Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, thank you. And I think that's a great point, Congresswoman Whitehorn. I do. And I don't... typically, we follow the way that it's been sent down in a microy budget, as you know, Congresswoman, and it was sent to us actually under the supplies, and I would agree that it needs to be in a direct service or in the direct assistance line item. That's, and then you don't have IDC. And then you're not talking about the contract support that you'll receive. But I agree it should be in direct services. And also, I have another question with Natasha. Natasha, I see this side for FY24, but I don't see your request for this under direct services for FY25 in your tribal budget for the noxious weed program under the land improvement. Are you requesting tribal dollars for FY25 as well for noxious weed spray?
Yes, I believe we will be. We did not turn them in this year, or for 25.
Yeah, and so how do you intend to spray the landowner's land if you didn't ask for the money? I was under the impression that there was a lot of applications and a lot of requests for the noxious weed spray.
Yeah, I think this is just for the funding, and we get to the BIA. And that'll be, I think that's the one for the restricted land program.
Yes, it is. You're correct. I was just wondering if, because it relates, because in FY24, they'll send us the noxious weed spray. And then, as I understand, landowners then go and apply for it. And the goal is that you get sprayed by the Have you already used this money up? Has this money already been used up with landowners? Or is this
No, it has not.
Okay, so this is for the next year?
Correct, yes. What we do with this is we'll start taking applications, and then we'll put our packets together and get them to the BIA in December. And then it's the next year we're fine. I don't think we found out until July this year that we were going to get funds. They were very late this year.
Congresswoman Rivard, continue.
And that's why we do the noxious weed on our side and appropriate money towards it, because the Bureau's timing is a little bit off as with regards to our use for our landowners. So
correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to that discussion in your tribal request in real estate services as the noxious weed for FY25. But this is a normal appropriation and the budget mod for the noxious weed for the BIA, so.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yeah, I understand all the conversation, but should we not put that down into direct assistance instead of operation expense? I guess that's my question, because it's a direct assistance. So do we need to do some amending here, or when we come back, maybe have some written up?
Committee.
Well, I mean, I totally agree, but I'd like for the executive branch to, you know, the Natasha as the director. How do you see the noxious weeds? Do you see that as a supply to your program, or do you see that as a direct service to our people?
I see it as a direct service.
Okay. So if we did an amendment in this committee, you would agree with that? Because
yes,
it will affect the IDC.
Yes, ma'am.
Candy, is your office okay with that? It sounds like you guys are kind of counting on the IDC or the direct or contract support.
We agree that it's a direct service.
Okay, good. All right, perfect.
Okay, committee, so let's revisit this conversation after our lunch recess. And if AG Patterson is available really quick, because he did get right on, and I don't want to have to kick him right off for a recess, if he could offer us a quick clarification on the Picture Cave litigation support section, that would be fantastic. AG, are you on the line? I think I hear him trying to click in and out, but we're not hearing him. Okay. Committee, while we're waiting to see if he has audio, how long would you like to recess for lunch? 30 minutes is fine with me. Okay. So we still have a few minutes. Okay. Well, AG Patterson, I'm not sure if maybe you want to try to leave the call and then come back in to see if we can maybe get audio for you. Okay. Congresswoman Rivard, if you would like to move to the next section, we can just make some mental notes here that we're working on some clarification for the Picture Cave section, and also now the noxious weed. We may make an amendment to that after the lunch recess. So if we want to move to the next section, which is real estate services, we can proceed until pizza arrives.
Okay, thank you. The next section, of course, is real estate services. And again, they are under our multi-year funding agreement, self-governance. And I think Miss Natasha is on the line. Are you looking to do a budget mod? It looks as though, Natasha.
Yes.
You want to talk about your budget mod?
So this is for our appraisal services that we have contracted appraisers for. The BIA does a they kind of look at what we've done and they give us extra money if needed for our appraisals to be completed. And so this is just a yearly increase that they've given us to help with that.
Thank you, Natasha. How much was the increase exactly?
$28,538.
Thank you. Okay, do we want to move to the next section? Which is, well, this might be another conversation for AG Patterson. Okay. Lunch is here, and also this might be another conversation with AG Patterson for the next section, which is water rights. So let's go ahead and recess. The time is 12:06, so let's come back at 12:40 for lunch. Thank you, everyone that's on the call. We'll come back at 12:40.
Move to recess till 12:40.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to recess. All of those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are in recess.